Welcome to the Pro Wrestling Outsiders Show, where we have one-sided conversations and unsolicited opinions. Here's your host, Kyle Joseph.
Hey everyone, thanks once again for coming to the Pro Wrestling Outsiders Show. This is a special side of Pro, the Hell in a Cell 2021 edition. Once again, my name is Kyle. This is the show with one-sided conversations and unsolicited opinions. And today's show will be an unsolicited opinion on the outcomes of this year's match. So stay tuned, quick 1 second break, and I'll be back to break it down. All right, here we go. 2021 Hell in a Cell. Right now, the card is listed at, well, would have been 7 matches, which is pretty light, which makes me believe most of these matches, or rather, at least the championship matches, will go quite a while. However, we're actually down to 6, because last night, Friday Night SmackDown, we had a first time ever on network television, on SmackDown Live, we had a Hell in a Cell match for the SmackDown World Championship between Roman Reigns and Rey Mysterio. So I gotta think that something's happened scheduling-wise or whatever the case may be, perhaps timing with the other matches, that they needed to get this match out of the way. Who knows? But in the end, I can't even give predictions because it's already happened. I'm not surprised by the outcome. I would assume that Roman Reigns would walk all over Rey Mysterio. There was some interesting bits, putting Roman's head through a chair, and things like that. You know, that was good. It wasn't a bad match at all, even given the circumstances of the size difference. That being said, no shocker there. Roman Reigns for the win. A little after-the-fact beatdown, which is only fitting, given the course that Roman is following, which is the best ever, head of the table, acknowledging him, par for the course. I will say that there is some little bit of uncertainty as Jimmy Uso came out, applauded him. I thought maybe we were going to get a quick turn, but it seems like at this point in time, we are still going to roll with the, is he going to turn? Is he not going to turn? What's going to happen between Jimmy and Jay? And we'll see how it goes. But back to the actual legitimate Hell in the Cell. Here we go. 6 matches, of which 3 of them will be in a cell. The Hell in a Cell. All right, up first, let's go with some non-title matches, some regular matches. Last night, it was announced Kevin Owens, in his attempt to breathe, wanted Sami Zayn again. And I know that this is probably the 7th or 8th or 9th or 40th match between the two of them. But their history carries well. The circumstance that Sammy is going down with the conspiracy stuff, it still sticks because it's the kind of tone and believability with Sami Zayn. And then obviously his opinions of Kevin Owens, his mockery of Kevin Owens, his impact in Kevin Owens' matches, that they want another one. I'm in it. I'm always in it. I love seeing these two guys in the ring together. I find that they put on fantastic matches. When you get to a point where you really know each other, then the sky's the limit as to what you guys can put through. So it is a regular match. Thankfully, it's not another Hell in a Cell. Thankfully, it's not another special stipulation. It's just a straight match together. I think this one will be great. I feel like Kevin Owens for the win again. But I don't think it's going to steal the show like it should. That would be the next match. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. I think that this is going to be the best match of the night. You have two very strong performers with both contrasting styles, but at the same time, I don't know how that's possible, but similar enough styles that they can balance each other out very effectively. They've built up a pretty good feud going, despite my displeasure for Seth Rollins' suits and his one glove hand and his shoes with no socks, whatever you want to call it. But they've built this up over time. I'm all on board with this. I really do think this is the match of the night. If they don't go back to the Cesaro swing for 40 times and the no-handed airplane and Michael Cole's referencing of the record swinging, I hope one day he'll be able to pronounce Seth Rollins properly and actually pronounce the H in Seth. But that being said, as long as they don't go to the super gimmick, I think this will be the match of the night. The third non-match, or rather non-Hell in the Cell match, is Alexa Bliss versus Shayna Baszler. I don't find that this match should be happening here. I find they should have a bigger lead-up to their first match. Again, I'm not sure where we're going with Alexa Bliss. I really want to see what happens with this kind of spooky doll thing, and are they really going to push like they used to when she was regular Alexa Bliss, lights go out, she comes back, super crazy, all into The Fiend, going from here. Are we going to see The Fiend? Is this an opportunity for The Fiend to come back and either punish Alexa Bliss, follow Alexa Bliss, distract Alexa Bliss? You know, I feel like there's an opportunity here. I really enjoy Shayna Baszler, like I said before, especially now that she's kind of gone back a little bit more to her regular Shayna Baszler. Leather coat, hair tied back, all business. So there's that. The question is now, I guess, also is Nia Jax could be there. Is she going to interfere? I didn't think they had a very good match. Last on Raw to really set this up, but we'll see how it goes. I have to think that based on the storyline right now, Alexa Bliss is going to win. Now, if I apologize, I did forget the Cesaro-Seth Rollins. I do feel like Cesaro is going to win this. It's just the streak they're going that he's on top, carries it through, especially because there's no real opportunity for distraction. If this was a regular during a SmackDown match, sure, there's umpteen possibilities of something going on. But I think in this one, Cesaro's on top. Okay, here it is. Three Hell in a Cell matches, to which I think none of them have really built up enough to be in that environment. It's supposed to be the most sinister, most barbaric structure in wrestling. I disagree. I find that the Elimination Chamber offers much more punishment than Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell is just a cage with a roof. So realistically speaking, it just prevents people from coming in. Now, if I look at these three matches, the first one up I'll go with is the Raw Women's Championship. We have Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley being the champion. They've been going back and forth with Nikki Cross kind of being in the middle. Asuka's kind of floating around a little here or there. But these are the two they're running with. I'm not really looking forward to this match. I've said before, I'm not really liking the Rhea Ripley that's currently at. Charlotte Flair's been there, done that. There is, in my opinion, again, it should still be Asuka as your champion running the table. But this will be a decent match. I can't see this really blowing people away, shock and awe. They're going to try some more physical stunts. Who's to say it's going to work or not? If there is one advantage, it is Rhea. Rhea is big and strong and believable when she's smashing people with chairs. Rhea Ripley, I feel, will retain. There is a possibility, or hopefully rather, that they do reference the fact that this is not their first matchup, that in fact Charlotte has beaten Ripley for the NXT Championship. You know, one can only hope that we get a point where we're we're getting a decent match, but also we get some new blood in this one. This one's going on too long. I'm just not a fan of it. The other women's championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship, last night was announced. Bayley versus Bianca, Hell in a Cell. I did like the way Bayley has taken her annoyance and really ramped it up. At least I feel like it's then it's worthwhile. But I did like that she came out last night, no talking, throwing fists. Now, obviously, Bianca is the one they're going with. She is the star. She put on a phenomenal WrestleMania match. She's young. She's strong. She is really different than any other wrestler, at least in the SmackDown roster. So there is something to be said for that. I'm not necessarily a big fan of Bianca. I don't know. There's not enough there for me to really get behind. Bayley had a little bit more to her. Things got a little stale, though, so I can understand the change in championship. I got to think that, again, just like the Raw, that Bianca will carry that championship a little bit longer. I think that one, they'll wait for Sasha Banks to come back. Maybe her take the title. But I'm not sure. Again, neither roster is really filled with enough talent that you can really have some surprises in those championship matches. With that being said, again, this is going to kind of fall into the Rhea Charlotte match. It's going to be physical. There's going to be a couple of, you know, spots here or there. It isn't to me that there's really the two best people to have in a ring in a cell. Bianca for the win, Rhea for the win, two women's championships, two retains. Final match, main event, one time left, Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley, Hell in a Cell. Again, this was a little bit better build-up, made a little bit more sense to throw it into this cage. But still, I feel like maybe they should have a steel cage match or something else that prevents people from interfering or whatever the case may be. Not that I was expecting Bobby Lashley's hose to be involved, but that being said, I've been a big fan of, at least in the Hurt Business, Bobby Lashley being champion. I thought this was a good opportunity to have that run. I really wish they had kept with Cedric and Sheldon, but it's over with that now. I think it's time for Drew McIntyre to find a new opponent. It doesn't have to be for a championship. It doesn't have to, you know, bring him down to the U.S. Championship or bring him over for the Intercontinental Championship. It doesn't have to do any of that. But it does need to be something else. This has been going on too many times, too many back and forth. There are other people that Bobby Lashley should be facing. I would love to see AJ Styles come back in that picture, because I think he is still one of the best in the business and he should be showcased that way. But I guess, you know, again, unsolicited opinion. I'm not the one who makes decisions, but this is how I feel. Just at the end here, the last commentary I feel like is, why is there so few matches and why are we not looking at the U.S. title or the Intercontinental title? There's opportunity here to have these. Why not the women's tag? I mean, I'm sure there might be a surprise match on the pre-show. Who knows? I mean, anything's possible. But at the same time, I just still feel like six matches is a bit weak, and there should be opportunity here to have more involved. But like I said, there's a possibility here that there's something else going on that has really created this need to have so few matches. But I guess time will tell. So that is it. That is my wrap-up for Hell in the Cell 2021. This is the Side of Woe. Once again, this is Kyle here. Thanks again for listening. And we will see you after Hell in a Cell to give up my review.